welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and we are so glad that you joined us. I'm from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We are over on North Banana River Drive, 1250 North Banana River Drive, over in the back nine, over in the back side of Merritt Island, over by Kelly Park and Audubon Elementary School. Man, we hope maybe you'll join us one Sunday, 8:30, 10:30 a.m. here at 1250 North Banana. And just want to give you a formal invite. If you've listened to the program for a little while and you've never popped in on a Sunday, just come by. Come see us. Come for a visit. We're not trying to get you to join our church, but hey, come over to an activity or different thing that we're doing because we're all one body of believers. We are a kingdom. So you know what? We want to extend, you know, Thursday night Bible study to you. We want to extend men's and women's ministries on Wednesdays. If you don't have anything going on, pop in and see what's happening over here at the church. So enough of that. We've got a great program for you today. I've got special guests with me, Martita Stanton. Welcome, Martita, to the program.
Thank you for having me. And you are... welcome and hello, everybody.
Hey, yeah. So you're a regular.
Yeah.
You know. So yes. We just love having you. And all the wisdom that you have in your heart and just your love for the Lord is unmatched. And, you know, today I'm throwing you a little under the bus because I'm bringing the topic and you get to try to jump in and tag along on that like I usually do every other time. So today our topic is going to be this, dying to ourselves and living for Christ. And, you know, this topic comes out of one of my favorite scriptures of all time in the Bible, which is Galatians 2:20. And it says this, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You know, this has been one of my foundation scriptures in life, man, to stay crucified with Christ, to keep myself in a position of humility and knowing who God is and what my place is in his kingdom. And, you know, what does it mean, Martita, to be crucified with Christ? What do you think that means?
Well, as you started, the first thing that came to mind, it was like, ouch, crucify
right
with Christ and then dying to self. And it's like, first thought is, ouch, that's hard to do. But you know what? The longer I get to know the Lord, the more I fall in love with him, the deeper my relationship with the Lord is, the easier this is.
Sure.
You know, being crucified with Christ is a joy. You know, walking
with
him.
Jesus himself said for the joy that was set before him, he endured his cross.
If you look at it, it's scary, the word crucified with Christ, because we think about what he went through.
Right.
But he did it for us.
Right.
So now I just get to walk with him.
Yeah, I always think, you know, I'm that kind of like Nicodemus was. I need to be born again. What do I go back into my mother's womb? You know,
yes.
It's like, well, I need to be crucified with Christ. Well, what do? Get in a time machine and go back and be crucified with him? And I think what we got to realize and understand so many times is the Bible has symbolism in it.
Yes.
You know, and there's symbolism all through Scripture, and it's a viewpoint. It's a way of thinking. It's something that we need to mine out of the Scripture and say, you know what, I am crucified with Christ. What does that mean? That means that he laid his life down. That means I need to lay
yes.
my life down. It doesn't mean that I need to physically go back
and die
and be crucified, but it does mean that I need to be aware of the idea that what put Jesus on the cross was our sin.
That's
and
right.
that what we need to bring to our cross is our sin for the day. Even though we've been cleansed, we're the righteousness of God, we still have sin in our life.
We still live in the flesh. Let's look at it. That's the reality. So we do fall short every day. And being crucified is putting that fleshly desires to death.
Right.
But the only way for me to do it is getting closer to Christ.
Sure.
To make it easier on me.
Right.
Because
to follow his example.
Yes. And it's like, let's put it this way. I've been married a long time. And I don't look at any other man because I am totally in love with my husband. If I'm in love with Jesus the same way, all these temptations fall off.
Right.
Easier because I'm in love with him. My eyes are focused on him.
Sure.
It's easier to die to all those things.
Absolutely. You know, I look at being crucified with Christ and I'm immediately taken to Romans 6:6. It says, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him in the body of sin, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
Amen.
You know, and think about that. There is an old Martita. There's an old yes. Kevin that existed prior to knowing Jesus. You know, says that, you know, when we come to know Christ, that old things pass away and all things become new. Well, that old man or that old woman is crucified with him. You know, that's where we get into baptism and we see that we're buried with him in baptism. We yes. crucify the flesh, then we're buried with him in baptism, and then the resurrection life of God comes into our life as we come out of that tank.
We become a new person.
We're raised in the newness of life, and now
Amen.
We are a new creation, the Bible says, a new creature
yes.
in Christ Jesus. So those of you who are listening out there, if you've given your life to Jesus, you are a new creation in Christ, but if you're still looking a lot like your old man or your old woman, then there is a crucifying process
yes.
that we are talking about today where we come to the cross, our cross, and we just say, this needs to die in my life, that needs to die in my life, selfishness needs to not be a part of who I am anymore, you know, sinful, lustful natures need to fall away from us, and we need to begin to live our lives in a totally different manner, because Paul writes this in Romans as if, you know, it was something that was commonly known and believed, that the old man needs to be crucified. But I'm going to say that the church now, in this day and age, you know, I don't think it's as known among Christians that our old person before we knew Christ still needs to be dealt with.
Yes. And you know what? Sometimes we crucify it and then we bring it back to life. I know there's times that Martita comes back to life, you
yes.
know, because situations or whatever, and I take my eyes off of Christ or I'm not walking with Christ, but that's what the word says. Walk in the Spirit so that loss will not come out, you know, and we need to walk with Christ all the time to be able to keep the old Martita crucified.
Yeah, I mean, I think people know like what we're talking about, but I don't know that they believe it that necessarily.
That's
an act of faith to
yes.
actually crucify your old man and to say, today, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but today is the day of salvation, and I need to lay aside my old desires, my old person, whoever that was. And we just don't believe that, I don't think. We need to deal with it that specifically all the time. And I think we miss out on some of the blessing of God in our life because
I keep hearing this, so I got to say it.
Sure, go ahead.
Let's say again, this is symbolism. This is not actually go commit suicide because you think I've tried and I,
yeah.
you know, I can't get away from the drugs. So I'm just going to overdose and
right.
kill myself
yeah.
and go to heaven.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's
not
talk.
What we're saying here. What we're saying is, I say, Lord, I submit to you. Please forgive me for my sin. I don't want to walk in this anymore. Holy Spirit, help me to walk it out and be free
yeah.
of this. And say, I break in the name of Jesus the addiction.
Yes.
Satan, you have no more power over my life.
Speak against it.
That's right. You have no more power over me. I command you to leave me. Lord, renew my mind, renew my heart, set me free, and he will walk with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, what I do with people sometimes when they come to talk to me and they're like, man, I've been suicidal. I don't want to live anymore. I'm like, why not just lay your life down for Jesus then?
Amen.
100%. Give him a 100% full access, full capability,
yes.
shot at life, you know? And if you're willing to just leave your life in this world, why not leave it for God and then choose to allow God to live through you and see how much better of a life that is?
Yes.
Die to yourself instead of just dying.
I come right now against the spirit of suicide.
Yeah, we break that thing.
Whoever's listening to me, I come against the spirit of suicide. You are loved. You are valuable. You are important. You're a child of Christ.
Yep.
And he wants a total relationship with you. He loves you so much. Trust in him. I come against the lies of the enemy. I break it in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, you belong to the Lord. And he wants you alive because you have a purpose to live right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I mean, think about this, Martita. Early on in our lives, even as Christians, we learn that when we commit sin, we receive grace from God and we're forgiven, and that's all good.
Yes.
And that is true. I'm not arguing that. You know, and it's appropriate for us as we're new
and
believers and we're excited about being forgiven and we have this new life. But when a person becomes mature in Christ and we still just keep sinning and we keep falling into these things, that's a little more lazy and deplorable in our lives and in our walk with God. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be a little transparent today. I've been there. I have been there. And, you know, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And I don't condemn myself, but we still have to grow.
Yes.
Okay? We still have to grow, and we still have to be able to say to ourselves that the flesh and the sinful nature needs to be dealt with. It needs to be crucified. We have got to, as believers, begin to take the authority and the management process of our flesh a little more intensely.
Yes.
I'll say it for lack of a better word, so that we can live a holy life before God. I'm speaking to me. I know you guys are listening, but like Martita always says, we're preaching and teaching this from our lives, from our perspectives. And
we have to realize growing has pains. Crucifixion has pain. We have to understand that sometimes we have to say no to our desires.
Exactly.
And because we want them, it's hard sometimes, but it is so worth it.
Yeah, for
sure. It is so worth it.
Well, at some point, we're going to have to come to victory over all that we know to be sin in our lives. Because, you know, when we're consciously sinning, that's the old man.
That's right.
And he's coming out. He's raising himself
back up. That's walking
in
the flesh.
And he is going to need to be dealt with. And then as we, you know, discover that sin in our life, and we look at the old man trying to come back and trying to re-engage with this earth suit, body of flesh that we have, you know, we've got to learn that we have to deal with those things.
Yes.
We have to.
We need to renew our mind
every day. I've got
things
in my life I need to deal with right now, and there will be more when I deal with those. God's going to go, all right, now we're going here. Now we're going there.
He goes
now
deeper and deeper and deeper.
Every time he keeps going.
Yes.
And I've dealt with so many things in my life, and I've gotten things out of my life, and they've crept back in, and I've gotten them out again. And then there's other things that I have yet to surrender to the Lord.
Yes.
And there's things that we need to let go of. And we've got to get to a place where you know, even our unconscious sin, even the sins that we don't even know it's sin in our life yet, that's going to be exposed as we begin to deal with more and more things. God's going to eventually get us to that place where even the things that we don't even recognize as sin in our life today, God's going to reveal those as we get rid of his. The more purging we do, the more we get to a place where we look more like Jesus every day in our lives.
So I want to encourage you, and this is for me and you, Pastor Kevin, to encourage ourselves to be humble, to have an open heart, to listen to the Lord, to really show us where do I need still work on, or what have I not realized, and be open, because most of the time he'll use somebody else to show us.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll fight it, and we'll go, oh, I don't have a problem with that. We need to humble ourselves and listen. Not to fight it back or to be defensive, but really humble ourselves, before the Lord and be open so we can be totally transformed.
Sure. I love in Romans 7, 24 and 25 in the New Testament, it says this, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? And I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." You know, I thank God it's through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That this process happens. And Jesus was the greatest example. He said, "I'm going to the cross to take care of the sin issue." You want to take care of the sin issues in your life, then you too have to take up your cross daily, follow him, and deal with the flesh in its moments and get rid of that stuff. Who will deliver me from this body of death? It's Jesus. You know, he has and will continue to lead us into that. He died that we might live.
Amen.
Right? So
Amen.
Let's live in the same manner, dying to the sinful nature in honor of him.
That's right.
You see, we bring our flesh to the cross daily because we do it to honor Jesus.
Yes.
To show him that we're serious about this walk with you, God. And I'm very humbled even speaking this right now because there are things I still need to bring to my cross. And God's, you know, dealing with us all. He went to the cross for us. So let's go to our cross for him.
Everything is to bring glory to the Lord. Jesus Christ came and he said, "I came to glorify my Father." And everything he did at the end, he says, "Now I have glorified him. I have completed my job, my purpose, what I came here for. I completed it." And that brought glory to the Father.
Yes.
And when he was in the cross and he said, "It is finished," he did everything that he was called upon to do. It's our turn to walk it out. So someday when we go to heaven, we say, "It is finished." And we can say, "Lord, I did everything that you called me to do."
Sure.
And the first thing is lay ourself down to the cross.
Yeah. Well, you said lay aside, you know, lay ourselves down. It's laying aside every weight and every sin.
Yes.
You know, that's in Hebrews 12:1. It says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the what?
Sin.
Sin, which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that has been set before us." We're in a race. We have been challenged. And in that race, the more we are willing to take our flesh, our sin, our, you know, shortcomings to our cross in honor of Jesus going once and for all, for all of us, to his cross.
That's right.
You know, it's not a salvation thing. We're saved. We're free. You know, "He whom the Son sets free is free indeed, Martita."
Yes.
But there is still a process that every believer needs to be aware of working it towards purification and trying to be the best that we can be in honor of him. Because of his sacrifice, I want to make my sacrifices. I want to be more. I want to be better. I want to lay aside everything that's keeping me from excelling and becoming all that God's called me to be.
And you know, as you say that, that is a type of worship. Because a lot of times we say worship is just singing. No, worship is doing exactly what you're saying. You know, when we put everything aside and we say, "Lord, I want to do everything for you," that is a way to worship and glorify the Father and Jesus Christ.
So powerful, so powerful. So, you know, we can experience victory, guys.
Amen.
Those of you who are out there listening today, you can experience victory. You can take something to your cross today.
Yes.
And God's not telling you to take everything that you can even possibly think of to your cross. Pick one thing. Say, "God, I'm going to give you this today. I'm going to give you my temper."
Yeah.
That's
Let's start one thing.
That's a year-long process, probably, for some people.
It might be a lifetime process, you know?
But I want to bring it to you, God. I want to be aware of it, and I want to crucify it every time it rises up.
You know, I heard this from somebody. He says, if you lay one thing down a day, one thing is 1%,
right,
within 365 days, you have laid down 365% things.
Wow.
365 things that you can lay, but just do one at a time.
One a day.
Yes.
Plus iron. No.
Okay, let's read Matthew 16, 24 through 26.
Okay.
Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if it gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?
You know, you see this all the time in today's day and age, Martita. You hear of musicians and
different people
that are selling their souls for fame and money and notoriety. And I believe it.
I really do.
There's satanic rituals. There's things going on in the entertainment industries and the political realms that people are just doing some crazy things for this life. And they don't understand the consequences of their actions and what an eternal, you know, consequence looks like in that. But whoever will save his life will lose it. You know, they're trying to save their life here. They're trying to get what they can get while they're here and live and have everything that they think they need or want in this life. And in doing that, they're going to lose their life.
And the sad part is that this life might last 80, 90 years.
Yeah.
But eternity is forever.
But losing his life for my sake, you'll find it. That's the cross. That's going to the cross. That's taking your life, what you do, what you have going on in your world right here, right now, and saying, is this in line with God's vision for me and God's life for me? If it's not, I'm going to crucify it. I'm going to say, I don't want this in my life anymore. And I want you, Jesus, to be everything that I need and everything that I am.
The Lord will fulfill. The more you lay all this garbage aside, the more peace you will find, the more joy you will find, and the love of Christ will just flow through you, fill you up first, and then it will flow through you into other people.
Yeah.
And people will come and want that from the Lord. Your life will be transformed. Lay your way to the side. Lay sin to the side. Crucify the flesh and go into the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. And you will see the transformation.
Hey, guys, we hope you're enjoying the program today. We're talking about dying to ourselves and living for Christ. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Joyful
today, today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at ourlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, you're listening to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church and my special guest, Martita Stanton. And Martita, we've been talking about dying to ourselves and living for Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, I want to hear some final words from you on it.
I want to go to the word first because to me,
yeah.
Let's hear the word out. Luke 14:27, and whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
Okay.
That means that to be a disciple, we got to carry that cross and learn and learn and learn. Discipleship means to keep learning.
So you can be a believer and not be a disciple.
That's right.
You know, because you can believe in Jesus but not be disciplined in what God's telling
and
us
not
we
grow.
Need to do in our life. And I think taking that cross up daily is part of being
a disciple.
It changes you. Now I'm not just a believer. I am a disciple of Jesus because I'm applying the scripture and I'm becoming who God's called me to be.
Okay, the next one, Luke 9:23-25. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the world and yet lose or forfeit their very self?
Yeah, that's so powerful when you think about it, that even in there, it says, take up your cross daily. This is a continual process for every believer of dying to ourselves and living for Christ. It's Galatians 2:20, every day. I'm crucified with Christ, but yet I live, but not I, but Christ lives in me. You know, in Matthew 10:38, it says, whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. God is saying, you know, it's kind of where I was going with Jesus showed us. He was the example.
Yes.
He went to the cross. He said, this is what you do. Now he's showing us. Now get your cross out and die for your life, you know, from your life so that others might receive my love through you as well. Because Jesus died, gave his life on the cross, and love was released. See, when we take ourselves to the cross in our own lives, love is released.
Amen.
It's powerful, isn't
Amen.
It?
Let's finish with this. Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
If you want to see the perfect will of God in your life, then you are urged to offer yourself as a living sacrifice,
yes,
just as God. We'll see you next time on.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.